Okay, let's go ahead and start our shoulder season discussion. If we have to take a break, I promise we'll try to do it at a natural breaking point to not undo anybody's comment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next item on the agenda is the 2020 elk show.
I apologize. Director Williams wanted to say a few words before we.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and commissioners. I feel unusually nervous in adding my comment in here, and I rarely am nervous in speaking before the public and the commission, and I was thinking why, and I believe it's because shoulder seasons have become representative of some very deeply held values that I think we all pay close attention to, and I want you to recognize that I understand there's much history behind shoulder seasons, and they mean very different things to different people. And I wanted to lay the context, set the stage for the discussion coming up, and say that I'm aware of that. I also believe there are numerous perspectives on shoulder seasons, and they all have their own validity. It's something that I believe we will continue to work through, and the answer may not, we don't have the answer at hand perfectly, and it may continue to come out, and we will be listening. I want you to know that the tentatives that the department has put forth today, I'd like you to understand the context of how those have come to be, that the field biologists are engaged. It goes to the regional wildlife manager. It comes to headquarters, and there's a circle. The conversation continues. Then we met as a staff across the state to go through the proposals. And when the department puts forth the tentatives, we had to pay attention to, yes, the promises in the performance-based shoulder seasons and those criteria. Yet the department also has to weigh our other statutory and constitutional obligations and responsibilities, including recognition of the public trust. So I just would like to set that context and also recognize that this is the beginning of the public process. Let it play out as it should. There should be room for public comment, for further public meetings. I hope we hear some good suggestions and solutions. I don't believe there's some silver bullet that's going to require lots of different efforts, knowing shoulder seasons are one tool for elk management among many, and how do we apply it with others? So I just want to recognize the staff's work getting to today, and look forward to robust conversation. And that's our job. It's the commission's job, and we do welcome that, and we'll listen. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Director. Go ahead, Mr. Foy.
Thank you, Director Williams. It's very much appreciated. So the next item here is the 2020 elk shoulder season discussion. This is a separate item from other elk proposals. Those other elk season changes are a separate agenda item and be dealt with later. In the cover sheet and in the material that was given to the commission and also posted online, what we did with our shoulder seasons was kind of break them up into different categories. Now, in Montana, we have 165 hunting districts. Roughly half of those hunting districts are overpopulation objective with elk. We currently have shoulder seasons in 58 of those hunting districts. We're proposing some changes in some of those. We're proposing to delete a few. We're proposing to add a few. But we know that shoulder seasons are a tool that have worked to increase elk harvest. We also know that in many places that if they have not met the harvest criteria that was established. The harvest criteria is only one measure of success. I would point out that there are other things, including the fundamental objectives that we spoke to in October. So I guess I would start off with the first category that we had, and that are hunting districts that are above objective and meeting harvest criteria. And I'm going to, I know that the commission has at hand the material that was sent out and the attending public, if they downloaded it, that was also available online. So these hunting districts are some that we are proposing to continue with no change. Those are Hunting District 312, 317, 446 over in Region 4, Hunting District 500. Those are meeting all of their harvest criteria, and we propose no change to those. We do, however, have some that, that do meet harvest criteria that we are proposing some adjustments to, several in Region 2. To 10, to 11, to 12, to 13, to 15, to 16, to 61, not 216, excuse me, 261, 262, 290, 298, then some in Region 4, 412, 421, 423, 449, and 452. Now, Region 2 is taking a little different approach to things, even though that these areas are meeting the harvest criteria. Region 2, based on input from sportsmen and landowners and CAC members and others in Region 2, have come up with some ideas about how to deal with these and reach as much consensus as possible with the stakeholders involved there. And so in many of these Region 2 areas, and I think it's important to point out also that Region 2 is proposing several hunting district boundary changes to address some of these, and the hunting district boundary changes we'll address later. But several of these, especially in that the Upper Clark Fork and the Phillipsburg area, are meant to, those boundary changes are meant to address these issues that we're speaking to today. Primarily, the thing that Region 2, that Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, that we are proposing is to remove several of these hunting districts from the region-wide B license that is currently over-the-counter. That is the 002-00. So we're proposing to take, say, Hunting District 10 to 11, to 12, to 13, and others out of that bundle, and then initiate district-specific B licenses in those. And then also to drop the late shoulder season, continue with the early shoulder season that landowners are employing and seeing positive results from. But during the late season, then, to respond as needed to damage on private land after the general season. I don't know how best to approach this, whether for specific hunting districts or to go through all of it and have questions about those, because I suspect there may be questions that arise specific to some of these hunting districts that are being proposed here. So I don't know, Mr. Chairman, if you might have a suggestion on how best to approach this.
Well, I'll ask the pleasure of the commission. I think everybody here has read the master list and been through this. I don't know that we need to be led through it. You know, it's helpful to the public at times, but you know, we don't have a PowerPoint going on, so I'd take suggestion of the commission if you want John to go through it, or if you want to pose specific questions to him, or ask for certain clarifications. What's the desire here,
Mr. Chairman? I'm a little concerned that there's a lot of information and a lot of changes and proposals to treat these all as a single batch. I think that's setting us up for some failure. So I would like you and the commissioners to entertain the idea of voting on these more in a stepwise fashion, perhaps by group.
Okay, and then I'm looking for how do we want to engage in the discussion here as we go through these, because you know the. Do we want John to go through each of them for our discussion purposes, or do we want to ask specific questions?
I'm fine with specific questions. We've read through it as long as the information is available to the public so that they understand what they may wish to comment on.
Again, these are tentative proposals, but I think you hit on it. I think this would be a good time for the commission to engage John and other members of the department about specific concerns that they may have with the proposals. And I think in that context, we'll tease out a lot of what the public wants to know as well.
During the discussion here, I'd be happy to be interrupted at any time during. I don't feel like I need to present something and then wait till later. So I'd be happy to be interrupted at any time by any members of the commission here to address specific things that come up. Perhaps that's the best way to move forward here. I appreciate Commissioner Byers' suggestion that we do these a group at a time, and I'm suggesting that we just have the groups that we've laid out there. This first group, for example, are those that are above objective and meeting criteria. And there are two places there. There's the no adjustment and the with adjustment. So I will pause after that, and I'd also pause for any questions. So the ones that we're proposing to continue with adjustment, as I pointed out, are many in Region 2 there and in Region 4. Some of the significant changes, of course, are the taking some of those hunting districts out of the 002 bundle, those that remain in that 002 bundle, to make the 002 regional bee license, instead of being over-the-counter, to limit its number to 1,500 and have it a draw rather than over-the-counter. That's a significant change. Also, for those in Region 4, I'm looking at now page 4 of the justification here. Well, Region 4 has Hunting District 412. An adjustment there is that during the early shoulder season and the dead week, that these are only valid on private land, whereas they previously were not. So I'm moving on to page 5 there.
Chairman John, if you could kind of expand on that. I'm not exactly clear on that change with calendar rotation in that 412, exactly what that means.
Thank you, Commissioner Brower. Calendar rotation only refers to, the general season opens this year on, I forget what it was, October 26th. Next year it'll open on October 24th, I believe it is. So that's calendar rotation. So we're proposing no change other than change with calendar rotation.
So nothing on the front end or on the back end?
Nothing on the front end or back end. No changes on the front end or back end. So the Region 4 one there, perhaps that's the one that you were focusing on, Commissioner Brower. So we're proposing the change to be that during the early shoulder and the dead week that they're only valid on private land. That's a change from previous.
Past, if there has been an isolated federal piece in there under this proposal, then that would no longer be allowed to be hunting on, if, say, it's a 40 or an 80 or whatever size.
Commissioner Stuker, yes, that's correct. As stated here, it's only valid on private land for Hunting District 412. A change in, I'm moving on to page 5 there now. A change in Hunting Districts 421 and 423 is to change this opening date for the late shoulder season to January 1st. It previously ran right at, the late shoulder season ran right after the general season. And so the idea here is to allow some rest for landowners and allow some rest for elk to redistribute themselves. There's a change there proposed in those two hunting districts in Region 4. Further down in 449, 452, this is an important boundary change. We're proposing to combine those into a new, larger 452, and the old 449 goes away. So other than that, no other changes there. So those are the two there for the first category, which is hunting districts that are above objective and meeting all harvest criteria, including those where the proposing no change and those where we're proposing some adjustments.
And John, looking at 449 and 452, the proposal on the table is to continue it out to 2015, to February 15, but comparing total harvest between 17 and 18 looks the same. Was 449, 452, did it extend all the way out to February 15 in 2017?
Chairman, yes, it did.
Okay.
449, 452, that those, for those that don't know, that's the Castle Mountains. So we just want to make the Castle Mountains into one hunting district.
And remind me again, and maybe for the good of the public here, what, did we similarly in 421, 423, these places, did they have the February 15?
It did previously. You can see in that fourth column over there, again, I'm looking at page 5, 421, 423. It gives the season dates there in that fourth column over on the page that you're looking at. Yep. So my understanding is at the commission's pleasure here that this is a logical stopping place for the commission. Motion and vote on, is that, do I understand that correctly?
Yeah, I think the trick is how do we take comment? Take comment with one category at a time. Then we have comment, we go to our next category, make a motion, take comment, move to the next category and take comment. It somewhat cumbersome, but the way this has been set up for us, I'm struggling to understand what alternative there is if there's a desire by the commission to make any adjustments, which I suspect there are, and I don't know that I've ever experienced something to this degree. I mean, we have very different sort of classifications, and then we kind of have this other overriding document that was part of materials in terms of these, the guidelines that were adopted in 2015. By the what my reading of these are in place until specifically repealed or amended. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And it's going to be quite cumbersome to make a motion that's going to encapsulate one singular motion that's going to encapsulate everything. So,
Mr. Chairman. It was my suggestion that we break them up into pieces, and I will relent so long as that we are judicious and we have time to formulate our motion at the end of the presentation.
And so I think that makes some sense. Let's go ahead and move forward with the presentation of the next category that the department has assembled.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. So the next group, then, is areas that are above objective. They're not meeting the specific harvest criteria, but we're proposing to continue those. Many of those, you can see on page 1, that's where we have kind of put them together. And I understand that this is a very complicated issue. There are a lot of very moving parts to this. It's very difficult to try to encapsulate it all into one or as easy to understand as possible. And that was our attempt in doing this way. So those that are above objective, they're not meeting the harvest criteria, but we're proposing to continue. You can see, and continue with no change, you can see many of those that column are in Region 5. And in Region 5, we have seen that we have increased the harvest of elk, particularly antlerless elk, which has been the target here. Moreover, in the early years of shoulder season introduction, those are years 2016 and 2017, our shoulder seasons in those areas only ran until January 1st. So when we extended that late shoulder season to January 15th, that we significantly increased the harvest of antlerless elk in those areas. And for those reasons, we have begun to see that some of these areas, even though they're not meeting the harvest specific harvest criteria, we are starting to see some results there. We're harvesting a lot more elk. We are getting many landowners that are allowing access to their places. We've had staff on the ground in Region 4 and 5 both that have worked extensively with landowners there, and we are getting we're getting significantly increased harvest. For example, in Region 5, which is sort of the poster child for overpopulation areas, but in Region 5, when we extended that late shoulder season from January 1st to February 15th in 2018, we more than doubled the harvest of elk in those. And I had put together a little bit of information for Chairman Colton that speaks to that. For example, in 2016 and 2017, during the late shoulder seasons, in 2016 and 17, those only ran till January 1st. In the Region 5 hunting districts with those shoulder seasons, we harvested 362 to 389 antlerless elk. When we extended that shoulder season to February 15th, we harvested 797 antlerless elk, more than doubled the harvest of antlerless elk in those areas. So we feel that the shoulder seasons in 2016 and 17 were not applied as probably necessary in those areas. And we would like to the opportunity to continue those there because, as I said, we are seeing some positive movement in the way that we would like those populations to go. Heard from our staff, from our area biologists, that is the case. And so that's why we are proposing to continue those with no change, even though they don't meet the specific harvest criteria. There are other areas that we're proposing to continue with adjustments, as was pointed out earlier. Now to page 9.
Mr. Chairman, before we move ahead, I have a couple questions.
Yes, please go ahead, Commissioner Barr.
Thank you. First category that you mentioned was hunting districts with shoulder seasons that are meeting criteria and heading in the right direction.